With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Oh, boy. You know, I hate to tell you when Courtney Love is in the news, but this is actually something interesting. Or you may find it interesting, or you may hate it. Either way, I want to see what your reaction is.
Okay.
Courtney Love was recently interviewed in the new issue of GQ Mag, and she was asked about Kurt Cobain.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah. So she was asked if Brad Pitt should play Kurt Cobain in a movie.
No. I'll answer that for her.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely ridiculous because of the age factor, right?
Zac Efron can play him. Ted Bundy well. He could do Kurt Cobain.
Somebody a lot younger than 50 should probably play him since he was 27 when he died.
Yeah.
Zac Efron or...
Charlie Hunnam. Kind of looks like him.
I don't know who that is. Charles S. Dutton?
The Rock.
The Rock.
I'd watch it if Rock was...
No.
So here is another answer that she had about, you know, Kurt versus...
Well, let me ask you this, Paige. I know, A, you love Brad Pitt. B, you love Nirvana, Kurt Cobain, the whole story. Who should play Kurt Cobain in a movie?
Gosh, I'm trying to think of someone who was 27 right now that could play him.
Alexa, famous 27-year-old males.
Well, they have to be the same age. Somebody who could pull that off better than a 50-year-old man.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I'll have to think about that.
And Brad Pitt is 50-something now, right?
55.
Way old.
Okay, so.
Well, yeah, he's more than twice as old as Kurt Cobain was when he died.
Well, she also had a very interesting response to the Kurt versus Brad Pitt. She said Kurt had more presence and more beauty than Brad Pitt. He was a leader. He was strong. In fact, he was well hung.
What?
Damn. Well, effing hung, she said.
Whoa.
If you really want to know. Well, I'm glad she said that because what if she said he was average? He can't defend himself.
Well, yeah, but you know how women are when they are out of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do the fingers slightly separated from each other.
Yeah. Oh,
but she said that he was hung.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Must be.
I don't want to say that. I'm not saying this in jest, but, I mean, Lord, you're a rock star and you were packing heat.
Yeah.
What was to be depressed about?
That's an incentive.
Hmm.
I mean, I could see you get lightheaded from time to time, but other than that.
But he just wanted to stay home and do drugs for like a year, right? Just like a straight year, if I remember right from that documentary.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well.
Well, you know.
Good for her for saying, speaking good about him.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you, though? You'd build him up.
If I dated Kurt Cobain?
Well, that's the...
If you loved him.
Well, that's the father of your child. I mean, you want him... I mean, I wouldn't say that about... Never mind.
I would have named her Mary Bean if I'd had the baby with Kurt.
Right.
Mary Bean Cobain.
Hey, baby.
Hey,
well,
Mom.
Here's a controversial story that you may not agree with. A bartender was arrested after serving a drunk man who later killed 8 people. So this happened as folks gathered to watch Dallas play.
Dallas who?
Cowboys.
Oh, okay. Football. Okay.
Yeah.
Football.
Oh, so this was some time ago.
Yeah. So Dallas, this bartender who served drinks to a man who later went to his estranged wife's home and fatally shot her and 7 others as they watched the Dallas Cowboy game.
Wow.
So authorities say this woman, 32-year-old Spencer Haidt.
That's not the woman.
I mean, the man. He already showed signs of intoxication at the Plano bar. So he was served after that. But according to the law, you cannot serve alcohol to a habitual drunkard or an intoxicated or insane person. So this woman, Lindsay Glass, was arrested last week and charged with misdemeanor violation of sales to a certain person. But would you know automatically that that person that you sold alcohol to is going to go kill eight people?
That's too much responsibility on the bartender or mixologist.
Absolutely. It's way too much responsibility being put on a bartender. That's like a mixologist or a server anywhere.
You should, you go to a buffet and eat too much meat and have a heart attack.
Right.
I mean, they can't say, sir, you're eating too much. There's that one place up in Marietta, it's got a two-hour limit.
Yeah.
But they don't say, hey, you're eating too much, you're going to die, be careful.
Yeah.
It's self-responsibility to a degree.
Yeah, if you over-serve someone to the point that, you know, they can't stand up and they can't walk and stuff, I mean, this guy was apparently not at that point because of what he went and did after he left there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
He went and killed eight people. I mean, it's not that he can't walk and he's throwing up all over himself, obviously, because he went and did a lot of terrible, bad things.
And you can't ask, if a bartender can't say, okay, a shot of Firefly. Also, do you have any mental illnesses?
Yeah, I mean, you can't expect a bartender to read minds. No. This is a little ridiculous.
Well, according to her attorney, she tried to persuade the guy not to drive.
Yeah.
So as far as that, I mean, her arrest, according to the attorney, is not in the interest of justice. But then again, if they leave your bar and then drink more, how are you going to know what's going to happen between that time frame?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Because they could have it in their car. They could go somewhere else. They could stop and pick it up before they get home. You don't know.
Yeah, it's just...
I didn't say I did.
No, but no one... That's the unknown, and so...
To put her through that is absurd.
Absolutely it is.
I mean, to try to put guilt for what happened on the bartender is absurd in this case.
Yeah, and I don't know what the laws are.
I was going to ask the protocol. Let's say you're working a bar and you don't know who served what, but you see somebody stumbling like crazy out with the keys in their hand. What's the is it social responsibility or is there a protocol to the?
Do you call the police and not let them out the door? I mean, what?
No, there is certainly laws and precedent about over-serving people.
Yeah. But let's say, like Pate says, it's a bar crawl or whatever. They come in, have one drink. I don't know but there's got to be there's ethics involved in that, certainly. But it's not like once they get out the bar, it's not your concern anymore either, though.
Yeah.
You overserved them. It's still, though, personal responsibility.
It seems to me that the thing here is that they're more looking into the sale of alcohol to a habitual drunkard or an intoxicated or insane person.
Yeah.
How are you to know it's an insane person you're serving? How in the hell do you know?
That's what I'm saying.
You have no way to know that whatsoever.
And if that case goes through and, they're awarded some money, that's going to be a bad precedent, because how many times does somebody have some domestic violence issue coming home from a bar?
Well, they're not going to be awarded money. It's a criminal case brought by the state, not a civil case brought by the family.
If I'm a bartender and they order a beer other than Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, I am going to think they're crazy.
There still has to be a wrongful death if eight people are killed. I mean, why else would they take them to court like that?
Well, I mean, it's a criminal case brought by the state, so it could ultimately lead to a wrongful death suit, but what do you really expect to get in a wrongful death suit against a bartender? Like, what do you expect to get?
You're
going to get the insurance money out of it. That's why they're going after some. Wouldn't you think? You're going to put her in jail for that? So every time something happens and violence occurs after someone's been to a bar?
Yeah.
Or are you going to say, I would have known that person is going to go home and hurt somebody or beat his family? I mean, you don't know those kind of things.
Anytime two people get in a fight on Main Street, downtown Greenville, you're going to go lock up the bartender?
That's my point, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That seems... fishy.
Well, gross. Secondly, P1s are texting in about who should play Kurt Cobain in a movie. And so far, everything from Michael Cera, you remember that guy?
Yeah.
Here's another one you're going to really enjoy. Evan Peters, Fat Boy, I know you know him. You've talked about him before.
Yeah, he's on American Horror Story.
Yeah, and then Kit Harington, who I know the name. I don't know what I know it from.
Really? Game of Thrones?
Well, good Lord. Get out of my world. I don't know all these things. And then Chris Hemsworth, who was recently on the show. Too bulky.
He's way too big and muscular.
Why not get The Rock to play Kurt Cobain while we're at
sure,
it?
Sure, why not?
Telling you, Charlie Hunnam, he could play young, long hair.
Yeah, he could. He could do it.
Chris Novoselic could be played by Aquaman.
Yeah, sure.
That makes sense.
Who's going to play Dave Grohl? Dave Grohl, because he doesn't age.
Not at all.
No, he looks the same.
Just put a long wig on him. He'd be the same.
All right. Well.
You give her control over Courtney Love, though. Her character will be played by, like, you know.
Captain Marvel, Brie Larson, or somebody?
Yeah, somebody that's, you know, just. I think she is gorgeous when she's got her stuff together.
Well,
like
aren't we
Man
all?
In the Moon, aren't Man on all? The Moon, Man in the Moon, because mm-hmm. she was gorgeous in that movie.
All right, so there's a story that posted on ESPN online about Joe Namath, and he says he hadn't had a drink since he came on to the ESPN reporter Susie Colbert.
Who?
Colbert. And that was in 2003.
That's her biggest claim to fame. I mean, I'm sure she's great at her job, but when I think of that name, I think of Joe Namath. I want to kiss you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, the website was kissing Susie Colbert.
That's his biggest claim to fame in the last 50 years.
That's not true. He can do a reverse mortgage for you.
So
him or Pat Boone won. I can't tell him apart.
Still,
days.
What's he more famous for, reverse mortgages? No, trying to kiss her.
Joe Namath reveals in a new book that he almost drank himself to death in his post-playing days. And he said that he drank excessively because of a voice in his head that told him to. And he had to combat that urge to quit drinking.
That was Johnny Unitas talking to him.
And Namath came up with the name of the voice. The voice's name was Slick.
I think he's probably cool for a few minutes, and then he may switch into a little BS-ery that you might get tired of. But he'd probably be cool to meet.
I met him when I was 6 at the grand opening of Nichols on Pleasantburg Drive across from the Shriners Hospital.
Was he drinking then?
No. Ah, I got a football sign, and I went home and played with it.
Seems sober.
I want to kiss you, Harris.
Yeah, not the football.
Oh.
So if you
want to
find out.
I was very excited to meet Broadway Joe.
Yeah, apparently.
About Joe Namath and Slick in his head. You can read the book, All the Way, My Life in 4 Quarters.
It's hard to believe he just quit drinking after that. Or is it just immediately after that?
Well, he said that he quit.
That guy was we were talking about maybe how crazy that people were at the Met Gala. Broadway Joe was wearing fur coats and white patent leather boots and turtenecks.
Suntan pantyhose.
Suntan pantyhose.
Yeah.
That son of a bitch was, is he in Playgirl ever, Broadway Joe? No, like that broadside joke.
That wouldn't fly back then. Yeah. Not with a football player.
Didn't make any money either, really.
No.
That's why he's doing reverse mortgages now, right?
Yeah.
I want to kiss you, Harris.
I saw Howie Long doing a commercial for Skechers the other day. And I'm like, you ain't wearing Skechers.
He's got
say it like Chris Rock.
Be real.
He's got kids in the league, too.
He ain't wearing Skechers.
Whenever you see Howie Long, he's wearing a suit and like some like dad tennis shoes. He very well may be.
I don't know.
He
man.
Might be.
I like him though.
I mean,
I like
you've him. Seen him on there. He's always wearing. Isn't he wearing a suit and like dad tennis shoes?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he is.
Fox NFL Sunday.
Yeah.
Well,
here he is wearing some work boots, and you ain't working.
I'm gonna start zooming in on the full length pictures of Howie Long now.
Yeah, I'm researching this now. I'm looking at pictures of Howie Long to see what kind of shoes he has on.
All right. Well, while you do that, I have to tell you, this is going to be my last Game of Thrones story of the week. I promise, Matt Mann. I know you're like...
It's just only Wednesday.
So done. So rest in peace, the Game of Thrones coffee cup. It's been digitally removed. You know, that craft service cup that appeared in Sunday's episode. So you will not see it in anything that you will DVR or anything in the future because it's been taken out.
Well, we're thankful for that.
Yes. Just want to let you know, don't look for the cup. It won't be there.
It wouldn't have been there either. Again, it's all a ploy. But another thing, this is interesting to think about with the whole Mandela effect. Look how quickly they went in and just edited that out. I mean, think about that for a minute. That stuff's probably been done. And we all just think we remember it wrong. They just went in and took out their mistakes and faux pas and stuff. He did say, Luke, I'm your father. I heard it.
Oh, Tommy Boy said it.
In a fan.
He said little guy in a fat coat.
Yeah. Backwards. Fat guy in a little coat, either one.
Pony Boy. Water Boy.
Who knows what happened? Who knows what happened? I guess it's good they took it out. I still think it's just an oversight because it's over. I mean, you know, why are the people making that show so much better than the people who do our website, Matt?
You can have a meeting later already, so I'm not going to comment any further on that. I've won enough against the studio. You can take the digital side of it.
But, I mean, tell me. You see mistakes on, like, all these websites, and everywhere you look, you see little flubs and mistakes.
That boy misspelled it haunted yesterday. But he misspelled haunted.
We put the production people of Game of Thrones above reproach. They're not going to make a mistake ever. But maybe they did.
That was the first one, allegedly.
Yeah.
Well, today's a big day. Today is National Have a Coke Day, because it's the anniversary of the first day Coca-Cola went into sale at a pharmacy in Atlanta way back in 1886. So it's 133 years old today.
Back when it would really wake you up.
Yeah.
Not booger sugar.
Coca-Cola. Not the other.
Yeah. Not the other.
It was, right?
What?
It started out with cocaine.
Yeah. Pemberton. Yeah.
Is both.
Yeah, it used to have the cocaine in it back then.
Have another Coke. Can have two, can have three, can have four.
Yeah, but then they were only like 4 ounces. Like the Coke bottle, the early Coke bottles were like, I would have, instead of putting ounces on there, I would put three swallers.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's three swallers worth of Coca-Cola.
It didn't come through Columbia yet, the Coke.
it probably did, but you know, Coca-Cola came from Atlanta.
All right, so over about 3,000 Americans were asked what word they normally use for a carbonated beverage, and 11% used the word Coke as a generic term for all soft drinks. Like, I think I'll have a Coke with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even if I go to a restaurant, Diet Coke's my favorite, and they'll say Diet Pepsi, and I'm like, okay.
All right.
Yeah, you guys are cool. I've been out to eat with both of you guys several times. You're like, can I get a diet?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm going to drink either
Don't
one
specify.
Of them. Give me a diet.
If I was a server, I'd be too much of a smart ass.
I know. You look like you need one.
Yeah, exactly. Can I get a diet?
You should have ordered one 25 years ago.
I'll bring you a salad with that cheeseburger you just ordered. You diet.
Yeah.
Still working on that?
Mm-hmm.
Still working on save some room for dessert?
Oh, that was awful. I see.
Yeah.
By the way, I was looking up the story about the Coca-Cola and the cocaine deal. It says here on 133 days or 133 years ago, you said, Paige, but every day in the world, 38 million gallons of Coca-Cola products are consumed.
My God.
That's just me.
38 million gallons.
Yeah.
I had some yesterday.
Yeah.
That's a lot of aspartame.
All right. You don't need embalming fluid anymore.
Did they take cocaine out of it before cocaine was made illegal?
Well,
do you happen to know? Because I don't.
I don't know. I used to have an old, it was from the 1800s. It was an old prescription that was written from a pharmacy for cocaine, not cocaine pills, but something cocaine.
Ever try to get it filled?
No, it was really, you could go to, a prescription that was written. You would take to the pharmacy and get cocaine.
Yeah.
Like on Red Dead, you chew cocaine gum.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's a meme going around. It's gone around for a few years now. It's hilarious. It says, being a doctor 100 years ago would be awesome. You got ghosts in your blood. Do cocaine about it.
Oh, yeah. Do cocaine for everything. Feeling a little sluggish?
I didn't know about the cocaine gum. I would have offered it to the girl who gives you a bath.
Yeah. It was, the cocaine gum in Red Dead, yeah. It was legal in the United States till 1914.
What happened?
You know what happened? Caffeine happened. Coffee happened. That's what happened.
Well, we get a lot of coffee from the same place the other comes from.
Mm-hmm. Don't search the bottom of the boat, do you, Russ?
So as far as I know, the Spanish drink called Cola Coca may have had the cocaine in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'm not sure about the fountain in the drugstore in Atlanta if it actually had cocaine in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about Chet?
I don't think they would
have. Nothing in there.
No. All right, so here we go.
Hang on. It was 1922 when the
Prohibition days.
Yeah, legal cocaine quantities did not decrease until the Jones-Miller Act of 1922 put serious restrictions on cocaine manufacturers. So it was less than 100 years ago. It was just everywhere.
All right, with cocaine, like cocaine is, it's with, what is cocaine made from?
The coca leaves.
Coca leaves.
Yeah.
What is the byproduct of that?
What do you mean?
In other words, coca leaves grow, or people plant them, and they have these groves or whatever full of them.
Yeah.
Besides cocaine, what are they made? What are they growing these for? What's another product, a derivative you can get of the coca leaf?
I don't know.
Like any pain numbing.
It's got to be something that they could draw out of it.
Benzocaine or something, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Let's see. I mean, I know it has other uses besides just the powdery stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be something they could do with it. Yeah. Dilute it a little bit. Slow it down a little bit.
It does have.
Let me grow a couple.
It does have several active ingredients in the leaf itself.
I try to be a good mom. I had one coca leaf bush and somebody close to me.
Yeah.
I smoke
these rats.
Gonna go gnaw on some leaves today.
I don't smoke a joint until she goes to sleep.
And back when, before it was, you know, processed to the point it is, the workers in South America, they just chew on the leaves while they were working.
Wow.
Just chew on the leaves to get a boost. Yeah,
does that work with weed?
I don't think so.
No, but that's why they don't have teeth.
But, yeah.
Jesus.
You ever see it in their teeth or not?
But the,
Are you talking about Colombians?
No, the people that are chewing on those leaves have never
How do you know they're chewing on coca leaves? You just see people chewing on things with bad teeth?
I watched a documentary that they're chewing the front of their teeth off with a leaf.
Oh, my God.
It's one of the documentaries that the workers would chew on the leaves out in the fields because it would give you a boost. But, yeah,
that's like, some crazy dip.
It's not heat activated in the same way that the THC is. That's what releases the THC.
What if you ground your teeth really fast on pot leaves?
I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah. How'd you guys make 20 pounds of coke in a half hour? It'll work
out. They're bad teeth. Now when I see people, I'm going to wonder if they're on meth or if they're chewing coca leaves.
Oh, yeah. Cause you know
probably
they're,
meth.
They're really into Disney.
Probably
one of the three.
Probably meth.
Meth's a good guess.
Definitely not growing
it. If you got bad teeth, you're chewing on coca leaves, you do meth, or you're really into Disney.
Or you don't brush and you eat like crap.
You've got cavities.
Yeah, you eat a lot of sugar and you don't brush.
You need to go to the dentist. All right, Rise Guys Headline Style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and this is your Rise Guys Headline.
Fantastic. And Fat Boy, this, you'll love this too. 60 years ago today, 1959, the very first Little Caesars Pizza opened.
Oh, Detroit deep dish.
Celebrate. All right, we're going to take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
Here's Madman 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
So let's bring him back. He's going to call her in a minute on his own and tell her how he feels about this and that his kids aren't allowed over there anymore and it just needs to stop. That's correct, right, Russ?
Yeah. All right. That's right. That's right.
How old a guy are you, Russ, if I may ask?
I'm 37.
37. Okay. All right. So you probably got a lot of Griswold references over the years.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first thing I think of when I see the name Russ. Russ? All right. I'm trying to make you a little less nervous here because when you call your sister here, no, you're good. But when we call your sister down in Aiken, did they get us in Aiken terrestrially? Do we go all the way to Aiken?
It's not likely.
Okay, so the likelihood of her expecting our call is slim to none.
I did hear us one time in Augusta, Georgia, in the parking lot of a sub shop called Baldino's when I was sitting still.
But when you started moving, we went away.
Yeah, when I started driving the car, I couldn't hear it anymore.
Well, you should have stayed still.
I was sitting still in that drive-through line. I could hear it.
Russ, when you call your sister, Jody, we'll dial the number, obviously, but when she answers, you'll be on here just with her, and then once you tell her all this and speak your mind, then we'll also come on to let her know that she's on the radio. And I hope to God when we do, she doesn't think there's voices on the phone. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I hear the voices again.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a Civil War general. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just, again, I'm trying to break the ice here because I know Fat Boy said Russ is really, really nervous, and I don't want him to be. So here we go. Let's get it over with. Truth and consequences. Russ calling his sister Jody, who lives in a haunted house, allegedly. Fat Boy's dialing.
Hello?
Hey, Jody, it's Russ.
Hey. Hey, Russ. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. Just got the kids on the bus. Nothing too weird happened last night, so I think, you know, we actually got some sleep for a change. That was nice.
Okay, good. Your kids are good. Is the bullying on the bus got any better? Is that...
Yeah, it has. I talked to them. I told them to stop talking about the weird stuff so much. So I think the other kids are forgetting about it, you know, or at least, you know, they're telling me it's getting better. So yeah, okay. Thanks for asking.
Of course.
It's hard, you know, dealing with something people don't understand or want to believe, you know. It's just a big joke to a lot of people, but you know, my kids, they live in it, so.
Oh, good. You know, that's what I'm calling you about this morning. You know, I want you to know that I'm 100% on your side, but you know, we didn't ever find anything. You know that, and all the EMF meters, all the EVP stuff was kind of just us talking to the ceiling and the wall in the middle of the night, and it never talked back. You know.
Russ, what's going on? Something's going on here. I mean, at the house, but with you right now on the phone. Like, what's going on? You're on my side, yeah, but you definitely don't seem to believe me. What's up, huh? It's a weird phone number. Weird, Russ. You know, I can feel this stuff.
Okay, look, Jody, I tried to get some outside help. Just some people to talk about it. And these people know a little bit about this stuff. You know, they have respect for it and everything. I know, you know, the Rose guys.
What? Hold on a minute. Right now. Hold on a minute. What show are you on again? The Rose guys.
Yeah. Whoops.
The Rise guys.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jody.
Uh-huh. It'll happen.
Jody.
Oh, my God. Are you serious right now?
We're talking to you from the other side. Of the speaker. We're live on the radio right now, 93.3 The Planet. We're up here in good old Greenville, South Carolina, just up the road from Aiken. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Haven't you made fun of us enough, Russ? Jesus.
He's not making fun.
He's not making fun.
No,
look, you don't have to believe it, but, you know, you don't have to make fun of us in public.
He's not making fun. Oh, my God. He's not making fun. I'd like to interject on that. He called here. Look, no giggles. It's serious. He called here concerned about the whole situation. He thinks that there's nothing going on there, and it's causing, you know, problems for your kids. Now, am I okay to mention what you mentioned earlier on the call when you first called? Yeah. Is there problems?
Yeah, you can. It's fine.
You have problems with your children are being bullied about this? If you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to talk about it. But he brought it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but we got it under control.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. You know, look, I stand on no side of this. I don't know about the ghost world. Nine say hello to Jody.
Hi, Jody. Good
Jody,
morning.
Nine has seen a ghost before. He really has.
I really did. I really did. That's not a joke. I really did.
Paige, say hello to Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Paige used to be an amateur paranormal investor, truly. So he's not making fun, but he is, you know. I'm going to start calling you Ross now since you called us Rose, Russ.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
My Lord. So, where do we go from here, Matthew?
I don't know. I mean, he's convinced. But here's the thing, though, Jody, and I'll say this on your side of this. Just because he hasn't seen anything or you know, found any kind of information or any kind of diagnostics to prove otherwise, just because he hasn't seen it doesn't mean something's not going on, right?
Yeah.
It's fair to say.
Yeah, it could be.
Absolutely.
But, Jody, nobody ever found anything. I mean, I want to respect you in this, but we had ghost hunters, we had investigators, we had that pastor came out, you know, they brought all sorts of equipment and did videos and no one ever found anything. You know, nothing ever happens. Nothing ever happens when anyone is there. You know, and my kids came home from your house after spring break, and they didn't see or hear anything, but just they got all these ghost stories from you. So, you know, if it's that bad, why don't you just try to move? Try to get rid of the house, move someplace else, save some money. Maybe a change of scenery would be what you need, would make it better, you know?
Russ, no, look, it's, oh my God, it's not that simple, okay? Like, it just is, mm-hmm. You know? Look, I've actually read a lot about it, okay? I've read so many stories of people who did try to move away from something like this, and it actually follows them, you know? Sometimes, yeah, that's just how it works.
It was a car one time, Christine, it followed people around, ran over them, too. It
certainly did.
Look,
No, ghosts don't work. They don't work like that. Okay, they don't just drive down. See, this is what I was worried about. Okay, like I get that. I'm just a joke to you guys. I'm just a joke to my brother. Okay, but this is real. And this is serious to me and my family.
It's a real movie. I saw it.
Oh my God! Seriously,
there was the other one where the ghost was a motorcyclist and his head was a skull on fire.
It was Ghost Rider.
Yeah,
Ghost Rider.
Different thing.
Yeah. She hang up.
Look. Yeah. I got to go to work. Okay. I think I've been made fun of enough today. Thanks a lot. Do not call me back. Okay. Russ, I'm just going to talk to you later. Okay.
No, not us. Don't call her back.
Oh, us. Okay. Not call her back.
She hung up.
Well, I figured she would.
Well,
I mean, I don't know. How do you feel, Ross? I'm sticking to that now. I'm so offended we helped you out with this and you said our name wrong. We would have used that in a commercial in the future, perhaps, and then you had to call us the Rose Guys. I mean, my Lord.
Good job, Rick.
Good job.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's fine. But, you know.
This is sort of what I was afraid of. I was afraid she was going to be like this.
Yeah.
I just wanted her to be open to it, you know. Just until here.
Yeah, she's open-minded to the possibility the house is haunted, but not to anything else.
No. Like, she's convinced that if she were to move, that it would follow her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's where you get into, well, this is just going to be this way.
I say don't use a haunted moving van.
Maybe.
That would definitely not help out.
Yeah,
all
right. It's like she watched the Hill House and just took it to heart.
Well, that too. And reading all that stuff, you're inviting it in.
Yeah.
That's why I don't allow Ouija boards or psychics near me. Or anything about physics, either. I'll go further with it.
That's true. You hate physics.
All right.
Relativity is not your friend.
All right, Reese. Hope you have a good morning.
Hi, Reese.
And
nice.
Try to talk to your sister. Try to get it worked out, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Never been so offended in my life.
Yeah. She wasn't interested in saying much.
Well, she was definitely caught off guard, and I'm being called a D-head and things like that on Twitter now for making Ghost Rider jokes and things like
well,
that.
Well, you had to break it up.
It got awkward as hell. Yeah. Nobody was saying anything. He never really, like, fully said, my kids will never come over there again. He never told us that her kids were being bullied on the school bus about it.
Yeah, that came
up. Would have been helpful.
Yeah, that came up when they started talking to each other, but, I mean, at least it came out, and apparently it's getting better because if her kids aren't talking about it, you know, around the I don't know if they fully believe it at this point either. You know what I mean?
Well, we don't know how old the kids are either, but I mean, if they're like 5 or 6, you know. Hell, I saw a ghost. I was like 3 years old. That's what my mama did. I was always looking up at the sky.
Yeah.
Rock at work. A 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called us, Facebooked us, tweeted, Instagram, Snapchatted, DM'd, the whole deal. We had a great time. Hopefully you did. Join us tomorrow. We got a brand new Facebook fussing that'll go down around 7:30, as well as more tickets to UFC Fight Night Greenville on June 22nd. And of course, that P1 payoff. But the winning doesn't stop just there. It goes here.
Yeah.
And now, 9's TSL question of the day.
Did more people believe in ghosts or not? According to all the polls we ran, did more people believe in ghosts or not believe in ghosts? Text that answer to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. That number is 72341. That's 72341. We'll take the 93rd correct answer to be a winner. And don't we have a big guest tomorrow, Matthew?
Do we?
Yes.
We do.
It's confirmed.
It is confirmed. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson will be in to talk everything UFC and Fight Night. I'm going to ask that they make him a special guest referee.
Yeah, they should.
See if we can make that happen. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige has got you $1,000 with a P1 payoff.
Yeah.
Fat Boy in 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a blessed day. And tickle it, guys. It is good.
Hey, ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
A 93-minute rock block kicks off next on 93.3 The Planet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.